What's up, people of this weird planet called Earth? Welcome to episode 60 of Reality Monday with yours truly, Davilari Mapa. This is going to be like one of the most rantiest rant of any one of my podcasts this year, but then like let's just go with it. I'm not stopping this, I'm just going with the flow. Episode 60 and the last episode for 2023, and I am just so excited. I am throwing away all my personal problems, personal anything, and I'm just excited for this episode because honestly it has been a roller coaster with 2023, and I am so happy I am able to record the final Reality Monday podcast for this year. Like, my energy is so high, even though I'm currently somewhere weird recording this episode. But then this episode was supposed to be earlier, and then it was supposed to be with a few other guests, but apparently man proposes, God disposes, so I am recording this episode solo. The episode title is preparing for 2024 part one. There's going to be a part two, hopefully with a lot of other guests, because I want more people that have knowledge to share their insight, people that would have value that would be able to learn from to kickstart 2024 and like go through 2024 better than 2023. God spare our lives, because honestly this year I've had a lot of deaths, a lot of sicknesses, and so many things. May Almighty God just spare our lives. So yes, without further ado, I think I'll go right into it. In all honesty, I do not know all the details I want to say in this episode. It's just a freestyle. Like I said, it's the most rantiest rant, so you guys will take it like that. I'm hoping it's not be a long episode, but you know, your boy likes to talk. I can talk for a very, very long time. So yes, let me first talk about how my 2023 was in retrospect. 2023 was a very pivotal year for me. I achieved basically the biggest achievements I've ever achieved financially, academically. Financially, I grew a lot in my finances, even though I'm not close to near where I want to be. I grew a lot academically. I was able to finish my Master's in Business Administration degree that I've been pursuing for about 3 freaking years in this crazy Nigeria. What else again? I was able to grow, spiritually also, even though I am not perfect and I'm praying that things will be better. But I definitely did a lot of more getting closer to my maker, even though yes, I'm also a sinner, I'm not a saint, but I think that's about spiritually. Then what else again? I grew, I think generally I grew a lot of things in my podcast. I was able to consistently finish this year. I started this year with a new podcast, which is the Metropolitan Podcast, but I could not scale it, so I decided to drop that. Then there were a lot of things that I wrote down to achieve this year. I think more than half of it I was able to do. The things I wanted to buy, I got a laptop this year, which I'm very, very glad about. I wish I could get the camera this year, but apparently I could not afford it. Hopefully next year will be a better year. So I was able to, this year was very, very amazing. The only thing I did not grow with is, I think, emotionally. I was literally doing God when in different ways, everywhere, in every social media this year. So yes, I think that's the only thing I'm hopeless about. Besides from that, every other thing was good. There were a lot of downs this year, but I faced a lot of crazy things this year. I faced a lot of shaggy this year. This year was growth is synonymous to shaggy. If you cannot face shaggy, or if you're not going to face shaggy, there's no how you grow. I tell people about so many things. I advise different people this year. I advise myself, but then you'll not be able to collect. a lot of people don't like advice. They don't. It's almost like everybody does not even want to hear advice this year. So yes, I think that's my 2023 in retrospect. So after that, I just wanted to also talk about the things I feel like every other person too should watch out for in 2024. I think that's the main reason for this episode, preparing for 2024, what you should prepare for. This is not the what's it called, write down what they call that thing again. There's this thing that they call I've forgotten. There's this thing that this cliche that everybody's always doing at the end of the year. I forgot what it is. But then this is just like very important things that you should look out for. So there are things that I also wrote down myself, which is like my focus for 2024. Number one is my when it comes to health wise. In all honesty, I've seen a lot of people this year like go through a lot of health issues. I think this is the year that I've actually seen people die from different sicknesses. So I want to prioritize, you get what I'm trying to say. health next year. So hopefully more exercise, eating healthy, even though I'm really hoping I don't eat in the midnight like I always do. But then we are all different. Please don't eat in the midnight, it's not a good thing, according to what the Apoko doctor said. So yes, eating earlier, eating LD, doing exercise, be like watching different things. I'm not the kind of guy that smokes, drinks, but I think anybody that listens to this, whether you have anybody that does all those things, please advise them more this year that they should just stop it because of their health. People are dying like really. So, and there are a lot of young people that I also had died this year. So health wise I think you should be prepared for next year. Write all these things down and be clear and concise with your goals and what you want to achieve. So number two is looks and dressing, appearance. God, please provide money for me to look better and dress better this next year. I really want to do that, and I'm hoping that you also put it into your plans for the year and things that you'd focus on. And then let me see again, confidence and speech. Like, the reason why this episode is going so smoothly is because this year I think I grew more in my speech, being able to express myself, being able to just like rant in a way that people would actually be interested in listening. Yes. And then I get complimented a lot about my voice, which is like the biggest compliment that I get, or the only one. Well, not the only one, child, but the biggest compliment. Like, people compliment my voice. And then trying to also speak very well is very, very important for anybody. Not even if your voice is like, people do not compliment your voice. But then that aside, confidence and speech is something that is very, very important for you to develop on, because you would need it for anything that you want to achieve. And now that content creation is like a big deal. Before, you can talk in front of a camera or like do any like content creating with yourself to improve your brand, your business, or to like reach more audience, to expose yourself, you have to be able to be confident and be able to speak. It's very, very important. So yes, collaborations also this 2024. I'm hoping, please, if you are listening to this, you have a brand, or you have is it like a personal brand or like a product brand or a service brand, please reach out to me. I would love to collaborate on a lot of different levels, whether it's with podcasting, whether you want to be a guest on my podcast, which is like free, very, very free, although if you want to dash me money, I don't mind, which is free. If you also like want to collaborate with photography, and then probably also PR or something that involves impacting other people's life, I'm very, very open to that. So please, I also think that you should be big on collaborations this next year. Exposure, which is very, very important also. you cannot go through anything in this, not just Nigeria, in this world, without like pushing yourself out there. So exposure is very, very important. Learn all the necessities about marketing, like market, to market yourself out there, to push yourself out there. I think I tried to do a lot of that in 2023, which involved me being more aware of like how I interact with people on social media. I think social media is like a very is the biggest and biggest, simplest, and also the cheapest way to expose yourself. Yes, those are the three important things. So try as much as possible to learn anything that will make you easily expose yourself personally, and like your brand also. So yes, affirmations is the next thing. There's something I realized, like the mind is so powerful, but most of us are very unaware of how powerful our minds are. I started something, I think last year, where I wrote down different, like a few affirmations of things I wanted to make my mind believe, because I read it somewhere in a book that, oh, like you have to convince your mind to actually make you believe you are something. She get, and that thing is so powerful, but most people don't take advantage of it. They don't see it as something serious, but it is very, very serious, honestly. So this year I want to resume back. I think I even like recorded it on my phone, those affirmations, but then I didn't listen to it at the point. I didn't say it also, like I used to say it in the mornings. But I feel like it impacted me like a little bit during the times I said it. So I want to also resume that again. And I think you should also like put that into consideration. Write like affirmative statements. For instance, now you can write that I am this, I am that, I am a banker, I am a lawyer. And I think you should not just write it in like the exact way I said it. You should be more specific. Use adjectives, use powerful adjectives, like I am the best lawyer in my country. Even if you are not going to be the best lawyer in your country, at least you make your mind believe that, oh, you are a very, very good lawyer. And then whatever you are going to be doing, in fact, your body and your mind will be positioning you in ways that you actually be a good lawyer. And in this life, sometimes you have to believe something first before other people believe you. So if you don't believe that you are something, it's hard for other people to even like believe you, because you will not even have the confidence. And there's something that confidence does like to other people, when they see it. And it's it's like a very powerful thing. For instance, now you are, if the way you carry yourself, the way you tell people about yourself, it impacts how people see you. It's very like a lot, it impacts how people see you, a whole lot. So if you are confident about something, people will most likely believe. Even if you don't have the knowledge itself, some people deceive, they dupe a lot of people just by confidence, because there are a lot of gullible people in this world, no offense. But aside from even being gullible self, some of the tactics and the strategies that marketers use are things that like related to this, like telling people something, positioning yourself in a way that like people want to believe you are this or you are that, or this thing is important to them or not. So yes, I think that's all about affirmations then. What else again? Yes, travel. I also want to be big on travel next year, in all honesty, like exploring the world. I watched a lot of Tayo. I don't know if anybody knows Tayo. I know he's a travel blogger. I watched a lot of his videos this year. I've been watching it for a while, I cannot even remember how long, but then there was this particular video. He said like you don't have to be totally rich before you can travel, just save up, do something. And then like traveling is a very big way of exposing yourself. And then if you want to travel to places, you can just try as much as possible to save up, just do the estimate of wherever you want to travel to. Or maybe like there are some all these travel agencies and stuff that organize like little bit of travels, so get like places that are not too far. So I actually hope and pray that I'm able to travel to like one other country besides Nigeria. It's something that it has a lot of benefits, she gets, because at the end of the day, even if you want to travel to like places outside Africa, people, it's this year that I knew that, oh, you have to have, or it will be easier for you to get visas to like go far away if you have travel experience. So it's also good for exploring, and then like it also impacts your mind and your personality, because you'll be able to see other cultures, traditions, way of life, so that are totally different from yours. So, and you can also try by traveling within your country. So there are a lot of people that they've not even been to like any other states than the states that they were giving birth to, schooled in, and like literally did everything of their life inside. So try to travel next year. So the last thing is also like family. She gets family, and when I say family, I think the first thing that comes to my mind is trying to be responsible responsibly in a way that you would impact the life of your brothers, your junior brothers. Firstly, your parents, especially for those that are lucky enough to have like two parents. The best, the best thing that you can do for them, even if you are not totally successful, is try as much as possible to do something small. No matter how little it is, in 2024, please just send them, whether it is credit, whether it is, monthly allowances, whether it is buying them stuff. She gets, it's very, very important, because we never know how long we'll stay in this life. And then for parents that have struggled so much to make you reach a certain place, it's important that you also give back to them to an extent, to just appreciate them, because it's not like you are giving them something for them to, how will I call it, for them to thank you. You are appreciating them for everything that they've done for you. And funny how most people do not know that when you give, okay, charity is important, charity is good. If you see like someone begging on the road, give them money. But the best one they can do is to actually give your parents, because it's like how will I call it, winning a lotto. It's like killing a lot of birds with one stone, because you are doing charity, you are doing it to your parents, the people that gave birth to you. So the prayers that they will do normally, because they would not normally do prayers, and the best kind of prayer that you can have in this world is prayers from your parents, people that give birth to you, because it's faster than any other prayer she gets. So the best thing is to give them something she gets, and allow the blessings to multiply. You are doing something good for your parents, you are accepting their prayers, then you are still now like getting blessings that you give charity she gets. So it's even a lot of other things more than I mentioned. And then like immediate family, extended family, try to be good to them. I'm actually giving myself this advice also. Try to check up on them. It's not all money also, it's also like kind gestures, and always open, like put down your eyes, because most of us, we complain about uncles, and at the end of the day, we will now later become those uncles that we complain about. That thing is just very, very sad. So yes, I think these are the main points that I decided to like tell you guys that you should put into consideration for 2024. I'm hoping and praying that you see something there that is valuable to you and something that you can work on. And I hope and pray that we all have a wonderful 2024. I want to really appreciate every single listener of my podcast this year for Reality Monday. Sorry, I'm saying a lot, but it's just one of those fillers. So I don't want to waste you guys' time. This is already getting to 19 minutes. It's not going to be more than 20 minutes. So thank you very, very much, guys. I really, really appreciate you. I really, really appreciate you. And I would love and hope that you join me in another journey in 2024. 2024 is going to be a very pivotal year for me also. Please, if you have any advice, any feedback, any suggestions that you want to give to me, please don't hesitate to enter into my DM on every social media at damilare_mapper, damilare_mapper. Please send a DM to me, and I would really, really appreciate I also want to make friends, like new friends. You say, okay, I think I didn't talk about that, and then based on the things I want to achieve this next year, there are a few like friends that I've written down. Friendship is one thing that I also did not mention, which is very, very big of a deal. Like, try to make good friends this year, and like, you can look at the things that you want to achieve this year and list the kind of friends that you want to make. Be intentional about it. I wrote down a few like, how will I call it, a few tags to the kind of friends that, like, the kind of work that they do, so I know that these are the kind of people that they will help me achieve what I want to achieve this next year. They include, number one, a lawyer, content creator, PR expert, videographer, anyone like interested in having conversations about improving their business and life, dedicated podcasters, people that consistently write and read, which is very important, explorers and photographers. So that's my own list. If you listen to this podcast and you fall into any one of these categories, I would like to be friends. Even if you do not, I would also like to be friends. Thank you very, very much. And I hope that you can also do something like this and like put it out, intentionally put it out, and see if anything positive comes out of it. So thank you very much for listening to this episode, and I'll see you guys in 2024 by God's grace. Peace out. God bless.